Insight Summer 2019. Hello everyone. Once again, it's been a busy few months here at Site Support. As mentioned in the last issue of the Insight, Site Support Hull and East Yorkshire recently organised and hosted a conference in York to raise awareness of Charles-Bonnet syndrome, CBS. The event was very successful, with some great feedback from professionals and patients, and as a result of this, we are now looking at setting up a Charles-Bonnet group at our venue in Hull. For more information, see further on. I was delighted to attend our recent volunteer celebration evening as part of National Volunteers Week. The event was free for all our invited volunteers to attend and included a musical performance, a quiz, and a lot of laughter. It's a great opportunity for us to show our appreciation of all the support provided by our wonderful volunteers throughout the year. Since our last Insight magazine, there have been a number of changes to our staff team. Catch up on all the news later on. I recently attended a wonderful celebration event at Burnby Hall and Gardens with a number of our socialised members. The hall has just completed a 3-year programme of refurbishment funded by the National Lottery. During this work, our socialised group provided feedback to the team at Burnby Hall on how they could make their venue more accessible and enhance the visitor experience for people with visual impairments. The group had also planted a specific part of the garden, so it was fabulous to be invited back to see the developments and how the garden had blossomed. I'm also delighted to report that we have recently been successful in securing some funding from the National Lottery Community Fund to expand our socialised leisure and activity programme, working in partnership with Fit Mums and Friends, to offer an increased range of physical activities including walking and running. Wishing you all good health and happiness over the summer months, Sandra Ackroyd, Chief Executive. Holiday closures. Site Support will be closed on the following days: Bank Holiday Monday, the 26th of August 2019. We apologise for any inconvenience this may cause and wish you all a very happy Bank Holiday weekend. Annual General Meeting, Tuesday the 24th of September at 2 p.m. at Site Support. Our annual general meeting gives our service users, supporters and partners the chance to hear about the way that we work. We'll also tell you what's been happening over the last year and fill you in on our latest news and campaigns and appeals. It is also a chance for you to say and help shape the future of the charity. We are happy to respond to questions and are interested in hearing your views on the way that we work. Everyone is welcome. Anyone wishing to attend should RSVP by calling us on 01482 342297 or emailing info@sitesupport.org by no later than Monday the 16th of September 2019. Staffing changes. Everyone at Site Support would like to wish Sandra Webster a very long and happy retirement after providing 14 years of outstanding service as our Community Advice Officer for the Hull and Howden area. She will be very much missed by colleagues, volunteers and service users alike. Our Resource Coordinator, Lily Savage, also recently left us to pursue a new career. We wish her good luck. We have new faces to welcome to our team, including our new Community Advice Officer, Sam Hodgson, who will be covering the East Hull, Witherenstone, Patrington, Burstwick and surrounding areas. Plus, we have 4 new casual drivers who are helping cover our day centres. Welcome to Jeff, Neil, Steve and Tabitha. Royal Garden Party. We were absolutely delighted that our Vice President, Val Wood, was recently invited to attend a Royal Garden Party at Buckingham Palace. The sun shone and Val's daughter joined her on the day, which Val herself said was spectacular, thrilling and exciting. We think it was a well-deserved reward for all her amazing support of local charities. Love music? Enjoy singing? Come along. Why not come to our singing group? All abilities welcome. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Venue Site Support. Everyone welcome. Cost £3 per session, refreshments included. Macular Society. The Macular Society Hull support group offers fellowship, information, support, social events and guest speakers. The group meets at Sightsport on the third Friday of every month between 10:30 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. New members are welcome and you can be assured of a warm welcome. Cost £2 per person. Glaucoma Society. Want to find out more about living with glaucoma? The Glaucoma Group, hosted at Sightsport, meets bi-monthly and aims to provide advice, information and support to local people with glaucoma. Meetings take place on the second Friday of alternate months from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Subscriptions are £1.50 per person. For more information, please call Sightsupport on 01482 342297. Charles Bonnet Syndrome. Charles Bonnet Syndrome is a term used to describe the condition when people with sight loss start to see things which they know aren't real, sometimes called visual hallucinations. What people see can take all kinds of forms, from simple patterns of straight lines to detailed pictures of people or buildings. CBS affects people with severe sight loss, and usually only those who have lost their sight later in life, but it can affect people of any age, usually appearing after a period of deteriorating sight. CBS Information Day at York. Sightsupport hosted a very successful and informative CBS Information Day at York College in April. As CBS is often misunderstood, it can easily be dismissed by people, even those in the medical profession. It is therefore important that the latest expert clinical research and those living with CBS had the opportunity to share their knowledge and experiences in order that this powerful and emotive information can be shared as wide and far as possible. Thanks to the support of the event sponsors Blind Veterans, Fight for Sight, Thomas Pocklington Trust, Wolverforce Trust, My Sight York and Sheffield Royal Society for the Blind. This event was free to attend and was fully booked within days, with 100 attendees joining us from as far away as Cumbria, Scotland and Wales. Dr. Dominic Fitch, who is globally acknowledged as the expert in CBS, spoke about his work as a UK specialist researching the brain mechanisms of vision and how they go wrong, particularly in visual hallucinations and related symptoms. Dr. Fitch is also the medical advisor to the charity Esme's Umbrella, which was launched by Judith Potts and named after her mum who had the condition, with the aim of raising much-needed awareness of CBS. Esme's Umbrella offers support for anyone experiences these hallucinations and for their families and friends. We received a great deal of positive feedback about the Information Day. Excellent speakers, informative, engaging and interesting. Excellent Information Day, well organised. CBS Support Group. As a result of our work with Esme's Umbrella, we are considering setting up a support group for anyone with CBS and or their families. However, we are not currently aware of how many people in the Hull and East Yorkshire area are experiencing this frightening and debilitating condition. We would therefore welcome anyone who is experiencing CBS or who wants to find out more about CBS or may be interested in a future support group getting in touch. Please call us on 01482 342297 or email info@sightsupport.org. Enjoy socialising and making new friends? Why not come along to our Tenpin Bowling Group? Alternate Tuesdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Cost £3 per game. Venue, Super Bowl in Princess Quay Shopping Centre. Toys and games. With the school holidays fast approaching, some of you may be looking for ideas on how to keep your children entertained, especially on those rainy, stay-indoor days. So here are a few VI-friendly games and toys available from the R&IB shop. Toilet Trouble. Which flush will cause a splash? Share some hilarious and suspense-filled moments as each player takes turns spinning the toilet paper roll, flushing the toilet handle and hoping they don't get sprayed with water. The number that turns up on the paper roll spinner indicates how many times a player must flush. Players are safe if they hear the flush sound, but no water is sprayed. Who knows which flush will be the one that sprays water, eliminating that player. Continue taking turns spinning the roll and flushing until one player has not been sprayed. That player wins the game. Price £21, excluding VAT. Connect 4. Who will be first to get 4 in a row? Drop the coloured and tactile counters into the Connect 4 grid to form a straight line of 4 in a row, vertically, horizontally, or diagonally. Whoever gets 4 in a row wins the game. Sounds easy? But this is a game of strategy, and you need to plan ahead and trick the competition. Price £18.50, excluding VAT. Easy-to-see jumbo tactile dice. Set of 2 jumbo, easy-to-see and tactile dice. Ideal for sight or touch players. Price £3.99, excluding VAT. Rubik's Touch Cube. This fully tactile game is the classic Rubik's Cube game, with high-quality raised pattern faces, making this suitable for blind, partially sighted and sighted persons. Stand not included. Price £11.99, excluding VAT. Uno Braille Cards. A mixture of skill and chance is needed to play Uno, which can be played with 2 to 10 people. Each card is embossed in Braille with the numbers and shapes at the top left and bottom right hand corner. The winner is the first player to score 500 points, which are scored by eliminating your hand of cards before your opponents. Price £10.50, excluding VAT. Large Print Scrabble. Best-selling word game Scrabble is now available in large print. This new and improved board has larger squares and enhanced colours to make it much easier to read, and the tiles now sit snugly within these squares. The board has a built-in stand for easy rotation, and the game comes supplied with a large print user guide. Price £29.99, excluding VAT. Braille Scrabble. Scrabble is also available for English language Braille readers. Each of the letter tiles has a Braille label, as well as clear print labelling. Price £29.99, excluding VAT. Telephone Befriending. Our telephone befriending service may be especially helpful if you cannot get out and about, either due to sight loss, poor mobility, or if you live alone. If you feel you could do with more conversation in your life and are feeling in need of a good chat with someone who cares, we'll connect you with a trained, dedicated, reliable and trustworthy volunteer who is a good company and wants to chat. What you talk about is up to you. Perhaps it may be things you enjoy, such as TV, hobbies, interests, the weather, or just a chat in general. Our volunteers are ready to listen. Most of our telephone befrienders are visually impaired and understand many of the problems, issues and hurdles you may face on a daily basis, and can refer you on to our other support services if you wish. Roy, who is one of our visually impaired volunteers, comes into sight support on a regular basis to make these very worthwhile calls. Roy said, "I look forward to this immensely. I enjoy making my calls, and it's nice to know I'm helping to make a difference." Alfred, who receives a regular telephone befriending call from Roy, said, "Roy and I get on very well together. I like to reminisce about the RAF. Roy is always very interested to talk to and has a world of knowledge of the local area. We're too busy chatting, and before I know it, half an hour has passed in no time at all." If you or someone you know may benefit from receiving a regular friendly phone call, or if you love to have a chat and are a good listener, have some spare time and would like to make a difference, like our existing volunteers do, then you may be the perfect volunteer. Please don't hesitate to get in touch. Call us on 01482 342297 or email volunteering@sitesupport.org today. Socialise. We are delighted to announce Roy Turnham has joined us as our new Socialise Coordinator. Born in Liverpool, Roy was registered blind from birth after he, along with his older brother and younger sister, inherited their mum's eye condition. Roy often jokes that when growing up, hide and seek was the most fun game to play with his siblings. As long as you can keep very quiet, you would never be stuck for a good place to hide. From a young age, Roy developed a passion for both music and sport, playing multiple instruments in local bands as well as competing in a variety of sports, including running, cricket and football. a sport in which he has excelled in having played in the London 2012 Olympic Games, and with 92 caps and 43 goals for the England and Great Britain blind football team. Roy is determined to create opportunities for other visually impaired people to be active, regardless of age or ability. In 2009, he launched SAVI North West, Sports and Activities for the Visually Impaired. The Multisports Club has played a pivotal role in providing local sporting opportunities for visually impaired people in Merseyside, such as VI tennis, cricket, goalball, football and many others. I am both honoured and excited to have been given the role of Socialise Coordinator. I am very much looking forward to sharing my positive experiences with the visually impaired people of the Hull and East Riding. Growing up, I always assumed that other blind people had the same positive experiences of sport and leisure activities as I did. When I learnt that this was often not the case, it shocked and saddened me. Roy will be overseeing our existing leisure and activity programme, which includes activities such as singing, walking, golf, acoustic shooting, tenpin bowling, and monthly outings to local events and attractions. For further information on Socialise, please contact us on 01482 342297 or email info@sitesupport.org. Lottery funding success. Site Support is celebrating receiving a grant of £92,540 from the National Lottery Community Fund to help further develop its Socialise programme. As well as developing existing services, the funding will also enable us to buy our own transport, which will be used to help visually impaired people to take part in leisure activities. It will also enable us to establish a close partnership with local charity Fitmons and Friends to offer a wider range of fitness and well-being opportunities, including fitness walking, running, boot camps and a choir. Fitmons volunteers will receive a special training to be able to guide people with sight loss during exercise sessions and provide one-to-one support to encourage anyone who is unsure about participating in events through their In the Pink scheme. Chief Executive Sandra Ackroyd says, "Funding like this is crucial as we receive no government funding, and so we would like to say a big thank you to all of the players of the National Lottery, as their support will make a huge difference to people affected by sight loss across Hull and East Yorkshire." The National Lottery Community Fund is responsible for giving out money raised by National Lottery players for good causes. Last year it awarded over £500 million and supported over 11,000 projects across the UK for health, education, environment and charitable purposes. To find out more, visit tnlcommunityfund.org.uk. Volunteering. We celebrated National Volunteers Week in June, an event which sees charities across the UK holding events to thank their volunteers and celebrate the impact they make. Last year, there were over 600 events across the country, from award ceremonies to tea parties and barbecues. Site Support held a special party to mark the occasion. Some of our volunteers have been with us for over 15 years, while others are fairly new additions to our team, said Lucas Mager, volunteer coordinator. Our volunteers are involved in every aspect of what we do, and we simply could not support the thousands of visually impaired people we do without their help. This is our small way of showing our appreciation of their valuable work. Volunteering is a two-way relationship, explains Lucas. Alongside their contributions, volunteers have also benefited tremendously from the experience, from learning new skills, getting back into paid work, improving physical or mental well-being, or simply meeting interesting people and having fun. Whatever your interests, whatever your experience, we will probably have a volunteer opportunity that will suit you. You can give as little or as much time as you are able. So if you are thinking about volunteering, please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. You can call 01482 342297 or email volunteering@sitesupport.org. Fundraising Diary. Site Support holds a number of bucket collections and tombolos throughout the year, which raise both awareness of and vital funds for the charity. Forthcoming dates include Head and Flag Day, Wednesday the 24th of July, Asda Heselrode Collection, Wednesday the 31st of July. Haunted Freeport Collection, Sunday the 11th of August. Asda Bilton Collection, Saturday the 17th of August. Tesco's Beverley Collection, Saturday the 23rd of August. Cottingham Flag Day, Thursday the 5th of September. If you can spare even an hour or two to help on any of these dates, or if you would be willing to hold a collection at your local supermarket, please contact us on 01482 342297 or email fundraising@sitesupport.org. Thank you. Site Support relies on donations and bequests to fund the support services you have read about in this magazine. Each and every donation or hour of time given really helps us make a difference to the lives of local people with sight loss. We cannot possibly mention everyone. However, here are just a few of the things that our supporters have been doing recently. We would like to say a huge thank you to the lovely ladies of the Sir Optimist International of Beverley for raising an amazing £1,142 for us from their recent fashion show event. Thank you to everyone who took part and contributed. It was a pleasure to meet you all. Thanks to all the ladies who joined us for our recent ladies' lunch event at Ticton Grange Hotel. We enjoyed a delicious two-course meal, followed by an inspirational talk from Sam Barlow, the founder of Fit Mums and Friends, and together we raised an awesome £2,303. A special thank you to the Hull Folk Collective, whose recent concert at St Cuthbert's Church raised a wonderful £125. Congratulations to everyone who braved our latest challenge in May, an abseil 200 feet down the side of the K2 building in Hull. Amongst those brave enough to test their nerve was Site Support trustee Enid Adams and our chief executive Sandra Aykroyd. Together, everyone raised over £4,500. Absolutely fantastic. A big thank you to our wonderful friends at D3 Interiors for kindly responding to our appeal for new office furniture and donating 4 desks to us. Now we can get on with supporting even more local people with sight loss. A big thank you to all of the singers who performed at our recent concert at the Willow Social Club, which raised £125. Special thanks to Johnny Pat for arranging acts as well as performing at the show. Marathon effort. No edition of Insight is complete without a photo of our amazing volunteer fundraiser, Elaine Cornforth. Elaine popped in to show off her medal after completing the London Marathon. Not only did she smash her personal best time by almost an hour to finish in 5 hours and 14 minutes, but she raised an awesome £2,200 too. But it wasn't all plain sailing for Elaine. At the start of the race, she realised that her music player had malfunctioned and she could only listen to the same 3 songs on repeat for 26 miles. Luckily, the amazing and very noisy crowd kept her going. It's safe to say Elaine has gone the extra mile in her fundraising efforts. We are happy to offer advice and assistance to supporters who wish to host their own event or take on their own challenges. Call us on 01482 342297 or email fundraising@sitesupport.org to find out how you can support us. We hope you enjoyed listening to this magazine, and we would like to continue to keep you updated about how we are helping local people with sight loss, our fundraising appeals, and how you can support us. We will not sell your data, and we promise to keep your details safe and secure. If at any time you no longer wish to receive our mailings, please email info@sitesupport.org or call us on 01482 342297. Thank you.